Just take a moment to close your eyes. And take a nice full breath in through your nose. Let it out through your mouth with a big sigh. Like, ah, yeah. And do that again. And now move that energy down into your belly. One more. Good. And then begin breathing slowly and deeply in and down and all the way down your legs into your feet, into the beautiful Gaia underneath us. Give yourself a couple of those breaths. And then start breathing in through the top of your head. Say hello to your heart on the way through and down into your feet. And do that a couple of times as you let your breath slow down. Let your awareness come right into your body. Feeling the center of your body on the chair. Feeling your breath in your lungs as it swirls around your heart. And in that place in your heart, you feel the gratitude that you're here right now in this room with family, that you get to experience this day together, that you get to be honored for your presence, and that you get to receive the loving messages from Kryon and from Adaranda.
It is good day to you, huh? Well, that is very loud, eh? We introduce ourselves to you. We are Adaranda. And yes, as our dear friend Kryon says, we come with a whole group, a crowd here just for you. And we are going to stand because we can. So that way we can see all the way to the back of the room, dearest beings of light. You are the next vibrational step of this planet. Woohoo! How exciting is that, eh? You are here to shift the consciousness of this planet, and you are starting on the East Coast. Do you think there's a bit of consciousness that could be changed out here? If you're unsure, come to Kansas. Then you'll know. You understand, dear ones, that you are connecting in new and different ways. As you have heard from Lee this morning and continuing to hear from Kryon, our dear friend, you know this world is a new world. This world has never seen what is happening right now. And you are a part of that shift of this consciousness. We'll tell you a bit more about that later on. But it is important for you to understand how important you are. The more you know who you are, the more effective you will be in your walking around world. The more effective you'll be even when you sit down. The more effective you'll be no matter what it is that you're doing. Because if you do not know who you are, and you can't know who you are, and you keep saying, I don't know what I want to do, I don't know who I am, I don't know why I'm here, then you are right. So you've got the numerology. You've got the acknowledgement of the new human that you are. The new vibration. So dearest beings of light, step up to the plate. Step into your life. Step into the vibrational spirit of you. Because you see, dearest beings, it's up to you. We came all the way from the 17th dimension just to talk with you. So it's up to you and hundreds and thousands of other light plurkers on this planet. Light plurkers, play plus work equals plurk. You know, what is it? I owe, it's off to plurk I go. See, if the entire world thought about plurking instead of working, the world would be a different place, huh? We're sure one day they're going to add it to Webster's dictionary. For you see, that is how the change is occurring. It takes one person, one being with a body or without a body, to shift the consciousness of the energy around them. And then when their energy bumps into someone else's energy, their energy, the next energy consciousness shifts as well. And then when that consciousness bumps into another consciousness, that shifts as well. So there's a whole lot of shifting going on. Yes? You are here because you are striving for something bigger than what you may have experienced yesterday or last week or the year before. You are here to acknowledge that humanity is moving. Humanity is learning to acknowledge the change within itself and demanding that the change be relatively drastic with Trump. We keep asking for a walk-in. Good idea, huh? So you see, dearest, if you sit in your home or sit in your house or sit in the park or sit somewhere and say, I don't know what I can do. I am just one person. Know that that is the beginning, that you are one person. When we first arrived on this planet, we brought in the 1111 moment. The 1111 numerologically is like an instant snapshot of your thoughts. What are you sending out? So we asked our vessel, Marilyn, at 11:11 a.m. to set an alarm on her clock. We heard some go off a bit ago. And that to just send healing, love, energy at that time of day. Can you imagine what it would be like if the whole planet at 11:11 a.m. would do that? That means every hour. Then our vessel, Marilyn's uncle, who's 87 years old, forwarded an email to her that said, at 11:11 a.m., please send healing energy to the earth. Now, that was 10 years later than what we said it. But you see, it just took one person, one being, saying at 11:11 a.m., do this, for it to go all the way through the planet and go into a very fundamentalist religion, religious person. To come back to the vessel Marilyn. That's how significant you are. So you can't say, I'm just me. Well, first you have to know who you are. And then you can say, I can be the change. Because I am. I love you dearly, deeply. We honor you. We came here just for you. To Connecticut. And we are grateful. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I sit because I can. The group in front of me now, the ones who are listening to this live, not later, have what we call a confluence of energy that has been developed. And what it does in real time is it creates interest more than you have any idea about. And the interest comes in the way of that which some of you will call the angelic realm. That is a human concept. That's not really what's happening, but it's the best we can say. realm of esoteric energies from wherever you think they come into the room. And they don't just watch. What you have created today is an amazing energy of awareness and allowance. Some of you are softening to some of the parameters that we have been teaching for years, that there is more in the air than you know of. Not just the air, but that which is around you that you call dimensionality is not necessarily 3D, it's filled with holes that they come through. But they only come because the holes are created with your love, compassion, awareness, belief. And that allows them to come through. This is all a metaphor of you creating an energy for you that is different than anything you'll read about in school. It is esoteric energy and practicality. And when you start looking and drop the guard of your intellectualism and start having the compassion for others that you might even have for an animal, that in that time something occurs. And in a group like this, collectively, something major occurs. A multidimensional group will come into the room, and it's not just going to watch. It's going to start working because you ask it to. The various things of your body starts to change and be alert. Sometimes you will feel it physically because you won't be able to move necessarily your legs, your arms. That's for some. For some, it will seem like, well, this is the time to take a nap. Because that's the only way we'll get to you. It takes you out of the perception of what is happening in your three-dimensional world. All of these things are not because a man sits in a chair. It's because the humans watching and hearing and perceiving are starting to generate an energy almost like a giant engine that permeates the dimensionality you're in, creating the holes where others can move through. Getting out of 3D is the construct that we teach. There is so much more here for you. It is not for the belief system. It is for the individual soul that sits in the individual chair. Some of you will be different when you leave. You'll be wiser. Oh, but there's more. I know who's here. In a very loving way, because I know your soul and you know all that is on the other side of the veil at some level. I know you. I know why you've come. There are some of you who are going to go, oh, my partner sees more than he should. There are some of you right now, because of this day, who will live longer lives because you decided to come and sit in the chair. Because something has happened in these few moments of awareness for feelings, not because of the words, because of the other things that are going on. And you feel that which is flowing into you now because you're in the right place at the right time and you ask to be there, and here you are. It's time to fulfill that which you asked for right now. And the situations that are anxious are going to be taken care of, and the health issues are going to start to abate. That is what you ask for, isn't it? And that's why you're here, perhaps. Things you are not able or willing to tell those next to you that you carry as secrets. They can't see the fear spill out of you that I can. Or the uncertainties that I can. And the entourage that is here is dealing with that today. Isn't that why you came? Really? Is it possible that life in a human being is far greater and grander than anything you've ever been told? It's time right now to manifest why you came. And you will say, well, that's what I've been studying and I can't do it. Well, yes, you can if you'll stop doing it. And instead, for just a moment, open your arms to the love of God. Relax the cells of your body without any kind of judgment of what can and cannot happen in your life. And let this realm come into you, which is truly the rest of you in a multidimensional form. And start feeling the healing and all the solutions that you come for. Don't try to figure it out, dear ones, for the intellect of the human being cannot even begin to understand the love of God or the compassionate attitudes of those who love you so much on the other side of the veil. Some of you will leave here healed today. And you may not know it till you get home, or until tomorrow or the next day. Be aware of your dreams. Watch for the benevolent beauty of the good things that are coming to you. Do you believe this? Can't you feel it just right now for a moment? If you built a wall around yourselves, you feel nothing. And that's because you built the wall. But if you let it go, that's when things begin. This is a good time to celebrate yourself, all of you together, in this day. Tonight I bring you a message that is timely for the planet about dark and light, about what is happening, and examples, choices, and challenges. But for now, celebrate who you are and who God knows you to be. And so it is.